This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Pitchers and catchers have reported. The rest of the players have reported. Philly spring training is on its way. We have our first game on Saturday.
I think
it'll be on WIP. Down there to take it all in is one Scoops, Devin Scoops Caney. Scoops, you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
What's up, DK?
Not much. Sorry, the Scoops introduction just doesn't hit the same without a Jackie Baseball there to bring me in, especially talking about the Phils. So.
Well, he decided not to come into work this week, Scoops. You know, so.
And I hope he has FOMO because here we are finally talking about the Phillies, whether listeners are ready to hear about it or not. I know we're still basking in the Eagles' glory.
Yeah, we can do both.
But we got to talk about it, okay?
Yeah, well, truthfully, he hates when anybody talks about the Phillies except for him.
Except for him.
So I don't think he's missing it too much. So, and by the way, so you can make us all jealous because it is, I think, like 20 some degrees today. What's it like in Clearwater right now?
Oh, it's really rough out here. It's like sunny and 75, 80 degrees today. I had to wear a sweatshirt this morning. It was brutal.
Oh, sounds terrible. Well, what's the vibe like? What's the mood like? I think when we were down there last year, we could, it was loose and they were having fun, but there was certainly a sense of determination. They knew what their goal was. What is the vibe like with the players there this year?
So I don't want people to read into this when I say it's not loose, because I think you also have to take into consideration what time of spring training it is. So like you just mentioned, Spike, all players just reported yesterday. So I think they're all still getting their bearings. They all seem extremely locked in and focused. I haven't seen, you know, a ton of, you know, the loose partying Phillies because I think that they all are on the same mission this season and especially this spring training. I actually asked Rob Thomson about it earlier today, you know, just what the general team mindset was, not necessarily what he and the coaches are saying to them, but what he's feeling from the players. And he said, you know, you really just have to reel them in a bit because they're obviously jaded from the way that the postseason ended the last several seasons and they're hungry to get back at it, but you have to make sure that they don't expel too much before the end of the season because it's a really long season. He brought up last year specifically, he said by early spring, you know, a lot of these guys were gassed. We saw injuries, so we just want to keep them healthy. So I think right now it's a balance. Like they know the mission, they're confident in themselves, they know that they have the talent to contend again, but they're just trying to not get ahead of themselves. They're very locked in and focused.
That's interesting. You know, especially coming off of last, you know, last year they had just lost in six games to the, seven? To Arizona. I can't remember. Not this past year.
It was
to
seven,
the Mets.
Right?
Seven.
It was
seven.
In seven games to Arizona. And so it seemed like their mantra at spring training was all about getting to the World Series. Like they were so focused on that. I remember John Middleton speaking to the team prior to that and talking about how he so desperately wanted that World Series trophy. And it's they bought into that, Devin and Spike, and they got out to a great start. I mean, they came out smoking. So I bring that up to say I'm wondering if they realize how long the season is. And it's not that they don't want to get off to a fast start, but they also realize it's a marathon and not a sprint because they got off to a great start last year and it didn't really help them in the end.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that that can work to their benefit. It's almost similar to the Eagles where I feel like maybe it's all Philadelphia teams almost thrive as kind of this underdog who people are counting out in a way. And they didn't have that last season. You know, last season, the messaging was clear from the start, from the top down, like Ike, you just mentioned from John Middleton, you know, World Series or bust. I don't think I've heard a single player say the words World Series since I've been down here and like have been talking to quite a few players. No one has mentioned it. It's just, you know, we know how good we can be. We're not worried about all the offseason pickups that other teams in the National League have made, like the Dodgers and the Mets. We know that we can compete with them. And Bryce Harper even had something, don't quote me here, but he basically said, like, we're aware of the talent that was picked up around us, but we have full confidence. Like, that just drives us more in a way. So almost similar to the Eagles' mindset of, like, count us out and we're going to prove you wrong. And I think that they can thrive under that type of, or lack of pressure, I should say.
Well, thank God Topper's there to make sure they don't try too hard. Devin Caney with us from Clearwater. He's always there to make sure everybody's relaxed. That's me, not you. Don't worry. That's me. It does seem like for the first time that we have some players willing to be flexible in what positions they may play this year, a couple of guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so some interesting potential swaps going on. So one that is actively happening through spring training is Kyle Schwarber is practicing just a few days a week, and he will practice a few days a week at first base. And I think that is more so about Bryce Harper getting potentially more rest days than he got last season than, you know, Kyle Schwarber moving around. And JT Realmuto. So this isn't certain. I have some thoughts on this, but it was, you know, confirmed. Topper talked about it. JT talked about it, about him potentially playing some games in left field to give him a break behind the plate because we know, you know, he had knee surgery last year. He's getting a little older. I also think his upcoming contract could have something to do with it. You know, Rob Thompson and the Phillies are very aware of the position that these guys like Schwarber and JT are in where they need to prove themselves. You know, they want to stay in Philadelphia, but you also have to do what's best for them as players as they get older. I don't know about the JT to left field, though. I would think, if anything, they'd put Sosa out there. I haven't seen him practice at left field. He's been catching the days that I've been down here. But, look, anything's possible, and he seemed open to it. He said if it would help the team, I'll do whatever they ask.
If I'll get an extension, I will play wherever they tell me to.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, $50 more million, and I will play wherever you want. Topper did mention, too, potentially splitting up Nola and Wheeler in the rotation as well, which I thought was an interesting little nugget, too.
Yeah, no, that is he kind of touched on that, but he's also not really diving deep into the starting rotation just yet, because he's been asked about that every time we've asked him about it, and he's like, yeah, like, we'll see. But I would imagine that he would split them up, whether it's Wheeler 1 and then Sanchez 2 and then Luzardo. I don't know what direction they're going to go in. But Nola hasn't been at camp the last few days.
He's been sick,
I believe,
right?
He's the only one of the starting rotation who hasn't been there. Yes, because he has food poisoning or the flu or some sort of bug. So we haven't seen him or Trey Turner yet.
All right, Scoops, are you going to be down there when we're down there in a couple of weeks? Or are you just straight through, or are you coming back? What's the deal?
No, I'm coming back. So I'm here this week. I'm here until tomorrow, and then I'm off. But hopefully I can come back in a couple weeks or next month to revisit and to get to hang with you guys. I don't know. Rod Lakin, are you listening?
She's always welcome, Lakin. She's always welcome. And thank you for bringing us a Super Bowl as well. Great job on the sideline this year.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right, there she is. Devin Scoops Caney. Thank you, Scoops. Couple of things on the information she gave us there.
Yes.
The JT Realmuto giving his knees a break and playing left field.
Yeah, explain that one to me.
All right, so if left field is a break, someone explain to me why Bryce Harper couldn't consider playing in left field. and us going to sign a first baseman at some point. Explain to me, if left field is a break,
right?
I don't understand it. The other thing is God bless JT Realmuto, and I know there was a report, I think, from Scott Lauber that both sides were thinking about an extension. You can't give JT Realmuto an extension. You can't. There was a time. There was a time where he was unquestionably the best catcher in baseball.
Best catcher in baseball.
He's not anymore. He's top 10, but he's not the best catcher in baseball. Well, he is. But
not top five.
I don't think so. He is a good catcher, but there is, if you're going to get that kind of production out of JT Realmuto, mm-hmm. if you're going to get, is he going to be like a 705 OPS guy? Then I'd rather spend no money on the catcher or spend limited money on the catcher, have a good defensive catcher back there, and go spend the money elsewhere on somebody that's going to be more effective.
Who's our young guy?
Offense. The guy who played last year, but he's always
not
hurt.
Stubbs, yeah.
Marshawn. Yeah. He's always hurt, though. He's always hurt. So I guess they can't give him an extension. Schwarber is a different story. Schwarber is a free agent after this year as well, and I'd certainly be willing to listen on Schwarber. But
sure.
I don't think Real
Madrid. Because he can always be a DH.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. For sure. So there's that. It's just like, I don't know. And the whole, I understand pacing yourself, but one of the problems I had last year is that I don't think the manager is a guy who can wake them up.
Right.
And maybe it'll be easy. They searched for months to regain whatever spark they had at the beginning of the year, and they couldn't find it. Some of it may have been due to, Ranger not being any good the last couple months of the year certainly hurt.
Well, they got off to such a hot start, that was obviously going to be hard to sustain. But I know remember last year, that's all they kept talking about was getting to the World Series. Losing to Arizona here just didn't sit well with them. And I think that's what their focus was early in the season. That's how they came out, like gangbusters.
They talked about winning the division a lot, too. That was on their mind, too.
Yes, wanting to win the division, exactly. They talked about doing that. And then it seemed like we came back from London, everything just went away.
Yes. I remember, to me, the time when I started worrying was the A's series before the All-Star break.
Yep.
And that last game,
I remember it.
They lost like 21-3 or something. And there was just something about that series.
I mean, didn't Bryce play in that series?
He did.
Because he wanted to play in the All-Star game.
Yes. Yeah. And he is a guy who at this point in his career, he's had so many nagging injuries, back stuff, elbow stuff, right? Mm-hmm. He is a guy who has to maybe take 30 games off a year.
Yeah.
And coming back early from an injury, I think it was a hamstring.
Yeah.
So you can play in the All-Star game is not the right decision at this point. You know?
I did want to see him finally.
I know. We had
in
that.
In an All-Star.
We had that. We'll do that again, I'm sure, this year.
I wanted to see him in an All-Star game in a Philadelphia uniform.
It's just like I look at the...
We finally saw it in 5 years.
Devin was mentioning the underdog thing. They have the third highest payroll in baseball.
Like, you're not the underdogs. you're not underdogs.
I want to believe in them. They have enough talent to get in the playoffs and make noise for sure. But they are, for me, going to have to prove all of those things that they said in those exit interviews, specifically that Rob Thompson said about the approach at the plate, about willingness, this willingness to change, willingness to play other positions, willingness to bat in other spots of the batting order. You know, Bryce willing to hit second, Schwarber willing to hit cleanup, Trey, has to take some pitches and get on base if he's a leadoff hitter. To me, it's not about their talent. It is about their approach to winning, which I think at times, and this sounds harsh, was selfish last year and has been selfish. And if what is most important to you is winning, then you have to let those things go, I think. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom and diamond engagement ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you okay with Nick Sirianni picking the offensive coordinator, even if it is an internal choice? 59.1% say yes. 215-592-9494. Jake in Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Jake?
Happening, guys.
Oh, speakerphone, Jake. Bad news.
Hold on. All right, there you go. Is that better?
All right, yes.
Better?
Yeah.
Come on, Jake.
Jake Lockin.
Hey, what's up?
Wanted to relate a
quick story to you guys that I've been to tell you. Back when you were doing the tour to Delco.
Yeah.
When you went to Tavola.
Yes.
Me, my wife, and my then at that time 3 or 4 month old daughter. we came, and I went to the bathroom at one point, and I came back, and there's this dude, like, pretty close to my wife and my kid, like, playing with the kid and stuff. I'm like, who's this random dude? Like, getting all close, and I was like, oh, shit, it's Spike. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it was actually really cool.
Okay,
and
so I wasn't being... Can you explain to everybody I wasn't being a creep playing with your wife and kid? I was being friendly.
No, you weren't, because the premise, the underlying premise is that we're there and we know you from listening to you, and we're there to see you. So if it had been some random dude that like was just a rando...
then it would have been weird. Yeah.
Then it would have been weird, but it was you and... And actually, you were really cool, man. Right. We really enjoyed it. And
tell the rest of the Delaware Valley, please.
I thought I initially told the story, it was clear that once I knew it was you, that it was fine.
No. It's cool. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out, by the way. Tour de Delco was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back next year.
It was fun meeting you. You and Ike were really cool. And Jack was actually very standoffish, I felt.
Well, that's how he is.
Well, yeah, he's afraid of people.
He is.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it comes across as aloof, I think.
Yeah.
And it's really, he's just awkward around people he doesn't know.
Yep.
You have to, here's what you do. If you want to, this, Ike, you can probably confirm this.
Mm-hmm.
If you want Jack to be nice to you, what you do is you come up and you say, Jack, I love High Hopes. I love the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll get a smile out of him.
Yes.
His guard will go down, but otherwise.
Yeah, he's a little apprehensive around people.
He is.
Yes.
Yeah, certain kinds of people. Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you got, Jake?
So I want to relate something to you that see your thoughts on it. I felt like they always say, as a team, you got to peak at the right time.
Yep.
But it was like the Eagles were peaking. If you look at the games they played and the scores and all that and just the way it felt, they were still on the uphill. And hypothetically, if they were to play four more games, I wonder what they would have looked like.
They'd have won all four of them, yeah.
You know, it really seems like they peaked twice this year. I think they peaked in the Baltimore, Pittsburgh, L.A. segment of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jalen got hurt. We had the A.J. Brown passing game comment. Mm-hmm. And then they peaked again. We will think about this dominant playoff run forever, but we will forever forget about how undominant the Rams game was and the Packers game. But I agree with you. Everything that they were good at in those two games, in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. The defense was creating turnovers. The offense was running the ball well and passing well. Mm-hmm. Jake Elliott had a perfect Super Bowl. The guy made us nervous for how many straight weeks, you know, and he had a perfect Super Bowl. It really, if the sign of a champion is to be your best when it matters the most, and this is a lot of what the people who love Jalen Hurts say, they were at their best when it mattered the most, for sure.
Absolutely. I guess, Elliot, the yips just suddenly went away. It's very odd.
Well, kicking in a dome helps, too, I think.
That's true.
You know, kicking in a dome helps, too. Yeah.
This is true. I feel like Mahomes is going to be on the warpath next year. As much as I don't like him, he is really good, and everybody talking all this crap like he's not. He's not in a conversation for GOAT right now. Like, let's table that. Let's put it off to the side. And some people even saying that he really has no chance of being considered the GOAT now. I feel like next year he's going to go on a rampage.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm ready for a rematch.
I would love that.
To do a trilogy in San Francisco, right?
Is that where the next Super Bowl is? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love that.
Yeah, I think that there will be a rematch. And this time the game will be much closer.
I wouldn't. Thank you for the call, Jake. I wouldn't bet on us dominating them from start to finish next year. I think they are one team. Teams typically are not very good the year after they lose the Super Bowl. You get the feeling though that Kansas City won't be one of those teams.
Andy has a formula for sustaining success, and so he's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. Like he'll be there. You know, like New England did for all those years. They didn't win every year, but they were in the playoffs just about every year.
What's wild?
They usually came back the next year.
What's wild about the people? So Brady people are crazy. They are lunatics.
Oh yeah.
And
listen, they were rooting for the Eagles.
They were.
Yes.
And now that Mahomes loses, they say, well, now he can't be in the conversation for the GOAT. Not thinking about the fact that Tom Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, in between Super Bowls.
Yep.
10 years. So the fact that Mahomes loses in one Super Bowl and the Brady people are celebrating.
Right.
Mahomes, it might have been a little early to start talking about Mahomes' GOAT, but when you have three Super Bowls by 29 years old.
What else are you going to do? We got to drive narratives.
Right.
I tell you one thing that did happen with Mahomes losing that Super Bowl. And I think, I don't know if Shannon brought this up or Stephen A. brought it up. One of them brought it up. But it brought Joe Montana back into the conversation.
Yeah, who had been forgotten. Who,
right.
As we were growing up, was the GOAT.
Joe Montana, right. I believe, went 4-0 in Super Bowls and never threw an interception in a Super Bowl, I believe.
I don't remember if he did, but I remember him being amazing.
I think that's one of the stats they had. Like, I think it's 11 touchdowns to no interceptions in 4 Super Bowls and undefeated. He never lost a Super Bowl.
We're old guys, so we remember when Joe Montana was considered
Joe Montana
the greatest
was the
of all.
Standard.
Yes.
He was the standard.
Yes, yeah. And then Brady came along, and everybody sort of forgot. And then, you know, young people come along, never saw Joe Montana play, so on and so forth.
So it's like Montana has been forgotten.
Yep.
But no, Joe Montana was the scariest quarterback.
Yes, that team. And he had Jerry
that
Rice.
That team with Jerry Rice, those guys, you never felt comfortable. 2 Super Bowl losses, my Bengals.
You signed T. Higgins or what?
The Bengals are one of the dumbest ran organizations in sports. Forget about football, just sports.
So the answer would be no.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it, but they probably won't.
Yeah.
Knowing
even
them.
Though Joe Burrow wants it, talking publicly about how they can manage the cap the way the Eagles manage the cap and so on and so
Mike
forth.
Mike Brown, man. My goodness.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll get to your calls, 215-592-9494. Also, we'll get an update on what Jack Fritz is doing.
Ah.
We can check out
online.
You ought
to be changing diapers.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Jill should be. She's at her feet up.
I don't know. We'll check that out. And also, how do you fix the NBA All-Star game? I don't know. We'll talk about it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in a half an hour, it's the top 5 at 5. It's always an adventure when Fran does it. Now, we had...
That's one way to describe it.
Now, the last time you did it. Now, I know Honest Jack interrupted you in the last time you tried. But the last time you did it, was that the good one where you played the Jody Mack clip?
No, I think the pick in the nose was the one before that, or the one after.
Oh, right. Yeah. Why you can't get a date, that one?
Correct. The reason why I'm still single.
Yes. Right, the reason why you're still single. How's that? And still single?
Yeah, I'm still single.
Oh,
it's
he's
only
proud
been a couple
of
months.
It.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's only been a couple months. Yeah, I'm still single.
Listen, oh, wait, did you have a... Oh, since the last time we did
since
it.
Since
oh,
we did that one. I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Listen, he was not going to hitch himself to anybody during the holidays.
Oh, because then you got to get a gift.
Yeah, so it's you have to smart. Wait till you get past Valentine's Day and all that. Listen, my son's the same way. He's the same way. He's like, there's no way I'm that. I'm like, dude, seriously, you got to get over that. Like, get over that, man.
No, it's not that, but we'll go with that, sure.
Now, you hear the voice of Fran because Jack is not in this week on paternity leave again, even though there's not another baby. And now, I said to him when he left... And he's nervous to tell us that he's not going to be here for a week because of this, because he thinks we're going to get mad.
Well, he knows what's going to happen, yes.
So he said to me very nervously at Chickie's, like, I know you're not going to like this, and blah, blah, blah. So he told me, I was like, that's cool, man. Do your thing. I better not see any tweets or podcasts. That's my only thing. So Jack did tweet today, so we have an update. So what do you think? I'm going to leave you. Now, he's at home.
You don't want me to look at his Twitter.
Being a dad. No, don't look. Okay. I'll read it to you.
All right.
Do you think it is about paternity leave, his family?
No.
No.
I can answer that easily. No.
Here we go. He can never take away from... Here's what you can never keep Jack from. I don't care how many babies he has. Thirsty tweets and the Phillies. If you're ever having a bad day... Just remember, we're a day closer to Aiden Miller's major league debut. It's like, give it a rest,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Give it a rest.
Does he mean the spring training debut is what he's talking about? Or is he talking about the debut? Yeah, he must be talking about spring training, right?
I don't. That doesn't count as major league debut. I think he's just saying it. I heard Aiden Miller's working out a shortstop a little bit, by the way.
Yeah.
When we eventually.
When Trey eventually moves.
Well, yeah. When we were talking about guys being selfless and moving positions, oddly enough, we didn't hear about the shortstop or the first baseman who could actually help the team by moving positions. But there you go. So, Jack is tweeting, and he's tweeting about the Phillies and Aiden Miller's major league debut, which is probably 2 years away.
So, see, I was getting ready to ask. Yeah. Do you think Aiden Miller's coming up? So it must be spring training.
Either that or he's thinking, I mean, I guess it is a day closer to Aiden Miller's debut, even if it's 2 years away from now. All right. 215-592-9494.
I guess that would be a day closer,
OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, did you go to the parade Friday?
Yeah, I was there.
I'm gonna put him on hold. His phone stinks, so we'll go back to him in a second. I'm not being a jerk because you could hear it.
I heard it. I did.
Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP. Nah.
My man is Spike, Big I, Jackie, baby, at home still prioritizing his rest and well-being and his nutrition. This boy more pregnant than Jill sound like it. Come on, now.
Well, you heard everybody's talking about it. He's down 17 pounds.
Oh, man, he's stressing. Golly, that boy got to get it right, man. Yep, I told y'all I had a few babies and had to go right back to daggone work. This boy sit on the celebrate button.
It's unbelievable.
And still at home.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Oh, man, I think my mama was saying went back to work faster than he did as she had us.
Well, yeah, they didn't even have maternity leave back then.
You kidding? My dad was doing the show from the waiting room at Lankinaw when I was born.
Man, cut the umbilical cord and clock back in, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Hey, man, way to start the week off, man. Ike up there talking about who the new BDN is. Pause. Like locker room, luncheon, shower, watching, pause. I mean, come on, man. Hey, friend, you in your 20s, brother. Keep floating, man. Don't look for love. Let it find you, baby.
I'm 30 now.
He's 30. It's time to find love.
Oh, boy. You better go to church then and find your good one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, go. Yeah, what's that? Go to church, boy. There's some fine ones up in there. I don't care what the denomination is. There's some good ones up in there.
Any church.
You know what I'm saying?
Go to any church. You hit three
any
in a day.
Church. Any church. Hey, I'm going to tell you real quick, though, boy. Nah, let me stop. I ain't going to go down there, right? Come on, man.
It's not what we go to church for, man.
Did you go to the parade, Yosh? Were you a parade guy? Were you there?
Man, I walked down there, me and my wife, because I'm walking distance from the art museum. So we walked down there, man. It was like, it was like the Greek picnic leaving off my block, brother. Everybody was parked around here. I was so glad I didn't go to work. I was like, I ain't going to get no park. What's that? They ain't leaving around. They're like, five something. So we walked down there. We see all the people. My wife, I'm high-fiving people and stuff. God gave me a beer. I drank it. What's the name? Threw the can away. And my wife was like, do we have to go down there? I was like, no, we don't. I just wanted to feel the aura of the brotherly love. We talked right back home, went back home. She cooked us a little breakfast, and we watched everything on the daggone TV.
There you go. It was good.
And every time I saw somebody still walking down there or coming back, I just kept screaming, go birds. Went out on the porch, smoked me a good old, Maduro. You know what I'm saying? I fired me a cigar.
There you go.
You know, it was parade day. So that's how we kept it going, brother. That's how we kept it. Hey, man, as far as Nick Sirianni, I don't care. Just make it make sense. Make it make sense. That's all.
This is what we're going to be in.
Yep.
I'm riding shotgun with you all year long, man.
There we go.
They can't get me out of the car with you, bro.
There you go.
Here you rolling.
And
let me give you this. Like, them daggone quarterback MVPs, man. Look, since 23, Jalen is 6-0 against Patty, Joey, Joshua, Lamar, and Trevor. In the last two outings, he had beat Trevor and Patty twice. And the only one that got the same thing that Patty got is Jalen, a trophy and another trophy. And I believe, like you said, Jalen, he could go back to being 22, Jalen.
Wait a minute. Trevor, do you think we all look the same? Are you talking about Josh Allen?
No, I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence.
Who cares about Trevor Lawrence?
He mentioned in the MVP.
No, I said no. It was Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick.
What you said? I'm talking about stuff that I've been reading, boy.
Who knows what you're reading?
Man, I come on the phone on time now. Oh. What's name? I'm trying not to talk about
all
Autumn
right.
Lockwood.
Sorry.
What's name with me? You, as soon as I said Autumn Lockwood, my wife walk outside. Ain't this fun? Hey, baby. Going to the store.
All right. Lock back in. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Lock back in.
Yeah, man. What's that? Hey, man, I think Jalen's going to throw for a little bit over 3,700 yards, close to 3,800. Saquon, what's name, a different beast with this O-line. He still can rush for over 1,600 yards, like Elliot said a few minutes ago. We back on track, man. Jalen has a different OC for forever, and he's still making it work. Jalen Hurts was saying is an elite quarterback. He beat some dudes that's been named. He top five, and he running number two, in my opinion, and sniffing at number one. How about that? You ain't got to go. You ain't got to throw 300 yards a game. What's that? Look at daggone Jim Kelly. What the daggone 3-4 Super Bowls. What's that? Got all them daggone yards. Ain't doing that. Ike favorite homie, Dan Marino. This man had a bullet.
Yeah, he's Marino just catching strays,
300
man.
Yards. Yeah. They won nothing. Ain't won nothing. You can keep going and keep going. Jalen Adams, what's name? Give me about 231 yards a game, couple touchdowns, run it like you run it, and pass that ball to that boy in the backfield. We're going to be all right. All right.
Yes.
We still celebrating already.
I feel you, dog.
We're walking on sunshine. Oh,
all right.
Come on now.
All right. Goodbye. Wow. He started mentioning Trevor Lawrence. I said, what
yeah.
are you? What?
I know when he said Trevor Lawrence, I knew he was just on a roll. I'm yeah. like, yeah, what is he talking about?
Trevor Lawrence. Does he mean Josh Allen? So the NBA All-Star game was Sunday night. Mm. This is...
I vaguely remember.
So you know me as an NBA guy, yep. right? I've done a Sixers podcast for over a decade. I love the NBA. I did not watch 1 second of the NBA All-Star
no.
game. No. I watched some of the dunk contests. By the way, Mac McClung.
I didn't see any of that Saturday night. Dude, I missed everything Saturday
dude,
night.
Dude, the Mac McClung performance was outrageous. He not only did he jump... Blake Griffin jumped over a car, but just jumped over the front of the car.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Yeah, Mac McClung jumped
yeah,
over
I
the,
saw the
whole
video.
Car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other dunk where he grabbed it, touched the front of the rim, and then that was outrageous. So I didn't watch any of the All-Star game.
Three straight, man.
He is.
So he's a Sixer.
He's in the exciting whites category. Come on, man.
He's right there, the most exciting white there is. Yeah.
It's been a good year for the white athlete, man.
It has.
I'm just saying. It's
Cooper Flagg,
yeah.
first pick.
Oh, man, Cooper Flagg, too.
Woo!
Boy, I tell you.
Watch out for us. You've kept us down too long, like so then I saw all the reviews of the All-Star game, and it was glad that I didn't tune in. I saw the championship game was 40, I guess it was first to 40.
First to 40, yeah.
And nobody was happy with it. So there have been two suggestions to make it better. First, and I'll give you these, tell me if you're interested in either of them. The two are, instead of an All-Star game, have a one-on-one tournament. And a bunch of players seem interested in this. Mm. James Harden seemed interested in it. Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, I don't need the old dudes.
Yes. Mitchell, Damian yes. Lillard, okay. Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
Giannis said
okay.
he would do it.
Okay.
And then USA versus the world. So
ooh.
USA players on one team, the world on another.
Ooh, that, listen, one-on-one is intriguing. That might be more of a Saturday night thing. But for the actual game... USA versus the world.
You need
I
a little
like
pride.
That.
You need a little pride.
Yeah. Kind of like that one.
Now it is.
I don't even know if we would win. Would we win that? I don't know if we would win.
It'd be a good game. We have enough to field a team
for oh, sure,
USA.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if the international players have passed us by.
Well, in a lot of ways. I mean, when you talk about the best players in the league,
are all
Jokic, foreign.
Yeah.
What's his name? Luka.
Giannis.
Yeah.
SGA.
SGA is Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hell, even when Embiid is healthy.
Yeah.
That's like everybody's pretty much.
Maybe we get North America versus the world so we can get SGA.
So
in
we can
there.
Keep somebody. Yeah.
I don't. One on one, I think, sounds a little more interesting than it might be.
Might not be good for TV.
Watching one-on-one basketball on TV is going to look boring.
Yeah.
I think it's going to look boring. I think if you could get six players or eight players to do a little tournament on Saturday night, that would be great.
Yep.
I don't think it would be great. Do you remember when we were young, Akeem was supposed to play Shaq one-on-one in Atlantic City? And Akeem got hurt and didn't do it. Yeah. It was a huge promotion. It was supposed to be at Trump Taj Mahal.
Right.
I think it was sponsored by Taco Bell or something. It was supposed to be Akeem versus Shaq. And there was another time when we were younger, there was supposed to be a Jordan versus Magic one years before that.
Didn't they do a Dr. J Kareem?
Did they?
I think they did do a Dr. J Kareem one-on-one thing.
Dr. J Kareem would be interesting.
And they were older, too.
Oh, really?
Did not look good.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I think it didn't look great.
I think it's in a sad part where what they're trying to do is get the players to try hard, which shouldn't... I don't think it should be that hard, but right. I do think if you did USA versus the world, then there is clearly the best players in the NBA. The reason they go and they play in the Olympics is because they do have some pride in
them.
I think that would be...
I like the USA versus...
the world.
The world. That would be interesting because that would be some pride on the line.
Yes.
In that.
Yes.
Because the USA players certainly aren't going to want to lose to the foreign-born players.
Well, and the reason that we win the Olympics is because... all these foreign-born players are spread out over all the rest of the teams. If they're all on one team, that'd be tough.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
I'd be interested in that one. That's the one I'd go along with.
I think that one has a good chance of happening.
I'd go along with that one.
OG Wade, you're back on WIP, hopefully with a better sell at this point.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, there it is. Oh,
OG.
Much better, much better.
Did we talk to you Friday, OG? Yes. Were you at the parade?
Yeah, I was there. I text Jack. Jack said we all under siege and all this. He couldn't get in and all that. You know, I was right outside the hotel. I just stayed there because I wanted to stay put. And I had some fans out there. You know, everybody knew the OG, you know. And my son was there, you know, and he messing around. I was just basically there for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Justin was there. He had his dad came down and everything, but we couldn't meet up. It was, man, I've never seen that many people in my life, you know?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable scene. And we said this when we were there. It's a nice... it's cool to see everybody coming together and being happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as simple as that.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say this, Spike. I hate traffic, right?
Yes.
Man, I'm letting people all... then, like, after it was... everybody leaving... all you in this traffic. I was so relaxed. I was being all nice, letting people in and everything. Go ahead, man. Just get right on. I knew something was going on with me, man.
Yeah.
I was like,
you was in a good mood, man. You was in a good mood.
This championship did something to me. I don't know what. My eyes kept watering. I don't know if my allergies was messing with me. I'm just, like, this is way too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I can't imagine Jalen Hurts going through what he's going through. I could see where he said it wasn't set in. Then I'm like, it was just crazy. It's a whole lot of different emotions. But on this coordinator thing,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts at this point has to be immune to change now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been going on so long, and I think it would be a backfire if they did it differently. Because at this point, he has had no stability throughout his whole entire career of playing quarterback. You know,
he's had the same
so
head
now,
coach.
When he do finally,
he's had that.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
And another, what I was trying to tell people is that if you look at how our offense is, the way the Eagles does everything is a collaboration. You heard Nick Sirianni telling Moore, "Hey, run this, run that." So it's not really Kellen Moore's offense that is being put out there and ran on every play. Even Jeff Stoutland is your run game coordinator. So he's got an input in the offense. So I don't think it'll hurt if we bring in for my money and for my wishes, I would want it to be Frank Wright because of the relationship that he has with Nick. And also I think Jalen is more susceptible to older guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's experience. Because at this point, you can't – Jalen is experienced now. So you don't really want to give him a young coordinator where he's got to teach the damn coordinator. That would be real weird. So I think he needs someone that can actually give him some you know, tutorage or whatever. What you think about that?
No, listen, I'm okay with that. And, listen, I think Frank would fit right. I think Frank would almost – solve both issues here. You get someone who's seasoned. You get a seasoned play caller. You get someone different in there.
Former quarterback, by the
former
way.
Former quarterback. But you're also getting someone that who Nick trusts and who Nick has a great relationship with. So, I mean, it's almost a perfect guy to sort of bring in if Frank wanted to come in and be the OC.
Well, and to me, part of the – like, if I want to take a positive from there being all these different offensive coordinators, one thing – one like the if I'm Jalen Hurts, one of the ways I want to approach this is I want to take – I want to take as much positive from every one of these guys that coaches me as I can, because not all of them are going to be great at everything,
right?
But they will all have something to give him, right? And when they leave, hopefully there is something he got from Kellen Moore, just something,
yeah,
even
sure.
if it's not. So what they have the opportunity to do here is bring somebody in, whether it's Frank Reich, whether it's Josh McCown, whoever it is, who can give him something else. Because OG, as you said, at this point, he's been in the league enough years yet now where he can start to put all of these things together. Everything that he's learned from every single one of these guys, this can be the point in his career. I know we've had debates on how he's played in the past, but how he's played in the future can be much better than how he played in the past with all of that knowledge. Quarterback is, more than anything, a thinking position. It's about knowledge. It's about all those things. So hopefully he has some like institutional knowledge from everybody who has coached him. And then whoever comes in now, he takes that too and puts it all together.
Let me say this in closing, right?
Yeah.
The most impressive thing that I see with Jalen right now, or not right now, but through this season, is that he was able to humble himself, whereas though everybody knew Saquon was the spotlight. That didn't even budge him. Normally when that happens, you'll see a quarterback kind of push. Even Lamar did it in some sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't give Derrick Henry the ball as much as he should have. You know what I'm saying? He kept that ball a lot. You know what I'm saying? And Derrick Henry ended up having to go to the bench because Lamar wasn't willing to relinquish the spotlight. I mean, to me, just giving that up is big in itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think he could have very easily made a stink about this whole situation. He didn't. He was willing to share the spotlight. And I like what I heard on the Mic'd Up TV show, where Jalen is essentially thanking Saquon for being a great teammate, for being a leader, and letting him know how much of a difference maker he was on and off the field for the team. So that lets you know how much Jalen sort of was okay with the situation being the way that it was. And you're right, quarterbacks got egos too. But he was willing to put his ego to the side. And listen, he got a Super Bowl title out of it. He got a Super Bowl title out of the OG. Hey, OG. OG, he's a Super Bowl MVP now.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, you know what? And it's to the point now that I don't even have to argue this stuff no more.
I know, man.
It's
You got nothing to argue right now. Just give Spike a couple of months.
Months. I don't think it'll explode.
You know what the beauty is, though, is that Jalen is – I think that Jalen's style of play, the way he does it, he's different. It's like we don't see that. And then it's like – he make the game look easy. Like, you could say, oh, I could put any quarterback in that sense. But when you really look at it, you're like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, the throws that he makes.
I don't think anybody can operate this offense but him.
No,
honestly,
it's pretty much just him.
Yep.
Crazy, I'm just proud of him, man.
I know, man. Yeah. Like a proud dad, man. I can hear it in your voice, man.
Yeah, it's not weird at all.
I tell you now, though, listen, you've been defanged now. You got no teeth now. It's all over for you. It's over.
Yeah, my blazer, man, is up, man. It's value, man. That thing going up, man. I spent
$1,700. You gonna make me one?
That thing about that.
I'll wear it if you make me one.
Yeah,
Yeah. You know what, Spike? Man, you gotta sit down. Yeah, because, you know, we got a lot in common. Our birthdays are the same day as Jalen Hurts. I mean, me and you both been married the same amount of years.
Wow.
Me and you, I mean, we gotta...
Hold on, your birthday is on the same day as Jalen?
The ball with, man.
Yeah. You share a birthday with Jalen Hurts?
August 7th.
OG!
Man.
That's my birthday. Yeah.
All y'all got the same birthday?
We do, yeah.
Holy cow!
All of us got the same birthday.
Hold on, so Spike.
Yeah.
Hold on, do we know this?
I think we knew it on the day. I think we mentioned it.
I don't know if I remember this or not. Yeah. I didn't know this.
That was the Creed day. Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay. So Spike's birthday is on Jalen.
Jalen's birthday is on Spike.
Yeah, Spike. Yeah. I mean Jalen's birthday. Said, okay. Well, hold on. How about this?
Yeah, I sent Jack my ID because Jack thought I was frauding it. Yeah,
and man, I think Jack's birthday. I think Jack's birthday is a day before, either a day after Embiid's.
Oh, really?
And my birthday is on Bryce Harper's birthday.
Oh, really? That makes sense. Everything makes sense.
That's why Jack
a quitter, like Joel.
That's why he gets so many days off.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, you see that? Only at work, what, half the time? All right, OG, we got to go, man.
All right, brother.
I'll see you. By the way, Derrick Henry.
How ironic is that?
By the way, Derrick Henry had 1,900 yards.
Yeah, I just let it go.
He didn't give him the ball. How could he possibly give him the ball more?
He almost rushed for 2,000 yards, too.
So, yeah, OG mentioned the parade.
Yes.
Now, we here at WIP are incredibly responsible. There's all the profanity in the parade, but we are prepared here at WIP, so we make sure none of it gets on the air.
I was on the board, by the way.
A credit to Fran.
Oh, Fran was on the board that day.
I was.
Good job, Fran. And a credit to Rod Lakin, our program director, who prepared it well. Now, TV stations, not quite as prepared. This is what some of their errors sounded like.
We apologize. Of course, we're on live TV, and we apologize for the profanity. And we apologize again for Saquon Barkley's profanity. Again, live TV. And we apologize again for the profanity. And we apologize once more for the profanity.
And we apologize for the profanity. Back to Landon Dickerson. Sorry about that, Landon Dickerson talking about the loss. It's live TV. The emotion is there. Back to Landon. Ah, we cut that one off, but if you heard any of that, we apologize. Go Birds is what he said.
And we apologize for C.J. Gardner-Johnson's language. Here he is again. And once again, we apologize for CJ's language. And we apologize for Brandon Graham. He's pumped up. He's ready to go.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't realize the rule was the curse can go on the air as long as you apologize.
Right.
I would handle this show so much differently if I could just say I'm sorry. Wow. I did let one fly one time, but we got it.
A lot of apologizing.
Dude, how do you not go into that knowing that the history?
Yeah, at the Kelsey speech.
Even Utley. Utley was only one.
Years ago, yes.
And not be prepared.
And by the way, everybody flipped out over that.
The Utley one.
Yeah.
Oh, they sure did. Meanwhile,
there
Landon Dickerson.
One cuss word, yeah.
I think Landon, I counted them. Landon had six in a 2-minute speech. We're sorry.
Yep.
All right, coming up next.
Oh, man.
Fran attempts the top 5 at 5.
All right, Franny, no pressure.
Fran, do you want to give us a hint as to what you're going to give us?
Yeah, so Ike actually said in like the first like minute of the show about being uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, uncomfortable moments.
Okay, so that's what we have coming up next. Uncomfortable moments.
With the afternoon show.
So, it's with us. Yes,
now, does it count this coming top 5 at 5? Is that number one?
Wait, this going? No.
Yes, the top 5 at 5 itself?
This is a part of it, yes.
You'll find out.
All right. 215-592-9494. Top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.